St John Regional Hospital is on the last stretch of a fundraising campaign to establish both a hybrid operating room and a spinal robotic surgery programme, two state-of-the-art facilities for the hospital in the north of the city. The hybrid operating room will incorporate an operating room and an imaging suite enabled for cardiac surgery, while the spinal robotic surgery programme will be one of the first in Canada. Working Wonders fundraising campaign was launched in September and has already raised close to 90% of its target $10.5 million. Shannon Hunter, President and Chief Executive Officer of St John Regional Hospital Foundation, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the aims of the campaign and how the new hybrid operating room and spinal robotic surgery program will transform healthcare in the region.
The hospital is the largest tertiary care center in the province. When it comes to complex surgical procedures, a lot of patients will be referred to the hospital. And so a couple of years ago, when we started to look at, well, you know, what could be our next campaign, it was very clear that particularly, so I'll talk about the first one. So the heart center, the New Brunswick Heart Center was very direct that the number one need was a hybrid operating room. And so a hybrid operating room is essentially taking an operating room with an imaging suite and putting them together. And so for patients who have very complex procedures in, you know, mid-surgery, instead of having to bring them into another space for imaging to understand maybe complications with the surgery or just better informing the surgical team, everything is now in one space. Most hospitals across Canada have them. What's exciting about our hybrid operating room is that it's cardiac enabled. So it'll be specific for the New Brunswick Heart Center. That will be the first in Atlantic Canada, the largest east of Montreal. This, we expect, based on forecasts, will reduce wait times by about 20% for non-critical patients who are waiting for cardiac surgeries. And then spinal robotics. Our hospital is a leader in spinal surgeries. It is such a precise type of surgery. And so we were really excited at the opportunity to be one of the first in Canada. I think we'll end up being third in Canada to have a spinal robotics program set up. And so this is just wonderful for patients in terms of their recovery, but it also really helps our surgeons. When we talk about bringing to life one of the first in Canada spinal robotics program, above and beyond obviously supporting surgeons and the patients that will be on the table, it really is allowing this team to be part of national research and national conversations. It's also helping create one of our first fellowships within the hospital, like a hospital-based fellowship. It really will help them attract kind of that next wave of talent, because it is exciting for a province of this size and a hospital this size to be one of the first in Canada to have a spinal robotics program.
I want to ask a little bit about the need for these kind of resources in the province. What is the current need, and how is this meeting the need? And is that need increasing?
I mean, absolutely. Healthcare is strained across Canada. I mean, what we're experiencing in the province of New Brunswick is not unique to us. What I would say is, you know, in my job and in working in partnership with the health authority and the hospital, it doesn't matter what part of healthcare you look at, there's always a need. And what I very much view our role is, we are so grateful because we have donors who trust us and provide donations and allow us to steward them to the areas that, based on our understanding and our conversations and our partnerships, we feel will have a great impact. And so the need will never end. The need is very great for right now with this campaign in terms of public asks and public supports. We're excited because we felt and we feel that it hits a number of priorities, you know, retaining and recruiting talent, which is a struggle, particularly after the pandemic. It provides opportunities for reducing wait times, which is a critical issue across the province. But it also allows us to drive innovation as it pertains to research and fellowships. And so it really did hit so many different elements that are a challenge in healthcare right now.
You did touch on some of this as well. I suppose the benefits for people needing cardiac surgery and spinal surgery are pretty clear. But I mean, what are the kind of indirect benefits of such a facility?
Specific to the hybrid OR, I mean, I did obviously speak to the fact that it should reduce wait times by about 20% or increase surgical capacity. Above and beyond that, you know, it does, because the patient hopefully will be in surgery a less amount of time from a patient perspective, it has been proven to show faster recovery, shorter hospital stays, and reducing complications. And so that's kind of a win-win across the board. Specific to the spinal robotics program, that one gets a little bit more, I would say, granular. 98% of patients who would go through a spinal robotics surgery compared to a traditional surgery should be complication-free within 90 days. We do tend to see, and this is documented, reduced hospital stays by about 2.6 days on average. 99% accuracy in screw placement. When they're performing a spinal surgery, they're actually putting screws in your spine. And so that is very precise. And to say 95 to 99% accuracy, that's incredible. So that reduces your risk of surgical complications. And it also reduces the need for future surgeries. If you've ever spoken to a patient who, unfortunately has had to have spinal surgery, it's typically not just one. So, and it really does change the, it changes their life. So, very, very excited to be able to put this technology in the hands of our surgeons.
What progress have you made so far? And I suppose in moving on to the fundraising itself, kind of how is that going as well?
We're just under 90%. And so you've probably seen, if you've seen our ads, we've actually shifted the language. We've just been blown away by the community support. We thought this campaign would be in market for about 2 years. We launched September 11th, and we are currently just under 90%. We are hopeful that the campaign will be fully completed by the end of this calendar year. So, October, November, December timeframe. And in terms of getting the programs up and running, we work very closely with our health authority and our hospital leaders for the hybrid OR, because that is part of a renovation to the hospital above and beyond our campaign. We expect we're already having conversations about securing the equipment that's required within the operating room. That will most likely be up and running and ready for surgeries in the fall of 2027. Everything seems to be trending for that. And then with spinal robotics, we're hoping by this fall the program will be up and running and we'll have our first patient surgery.
How can St. John's get involved? How can they contribute?
Well, the easiest way is probably to visit our website. So sjrhfoundation.ca. There's tons of information about the campaign, the benefits, profiling our incredible physician champions who are very much the ones who highlighted the need for these priorities, and to make an online gift. But there's also throughout the summer, I will say there'll be a number of community events, there'll be different fundraisers, galas. And so the best way to do that is to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and just to see all of the fun ways that the community can support us.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.